Okay.
So we are at Mishnah, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. So, and this Mishnah is going to be a lot about the question of how does the status of children of Kohanim impact the ability of these Avadim we've been talking about, the different forms of Nechsem Milug, Nechsem Sambarzel, how they come into play based on the child that's been born or will be born, or why an unborn child maybe doesn't have the same status as born children, etc. So, okay, so here we go. Bas Yisrael Shenises Lakoin. So you have a young woman who, well, any woman who is the daughter of, she's not a Bas Kohen, but she was her father's Yisrael, and she marries a Kohen, Umeis, and then that Kohen dies, Vinicha Miuberes, and she, when he passes away, she's pregnant. Okay, so what happens? Lo Yochlu Avadeha Bitruma, Mipnei Chelkol Shel Ubar. So her avadim should not eat truma. Why not? Because of the chelek of the unborn child who has some type of connection to these avadim. Why? Sha ubar posel ve'eno machal. Because we're going to see a rule in general that the ubar has the ability to be posel. We're going to see in what scenarios what that happens. But it does not have the ability to cause others to eat truma. So let's look at Rashi for a second, because a lot of this is going to come out in the Gemara, but Rashi explains a little bit here also. So Rashi is v'nicha miuberes afa pi sheyesh la banim himenu. I mean, this doesn't mean that she had no other children, right? So she has others. She has other sons. V'yochels b'truma, and she eats truma. Why does she eat truma? Because if her kohen husband passes away, so she eats. I mean, if he passes away with no other children, no children at all. So she goes, and let's say there's no brothers, let's say, right? So she just goes back to her father's house, right? So she doesn't get to eat truma anymore. But if when he dies, she has a son who is a Kohen, so then she's going to be able to eat truma because of him, right? So she still eats truma. But nevertheless, lo yochlu avdei tzon barzel bitruma, right? Her avdei tzon barzel do not eat truma. Why? Lefi shehein shal yorshim, because the avdei tzon barzel really belong to the yorshim of the mace, right? So what? So you say, so what? But the Yerushim of the Mace are Kohanim.
Right.
So why should they eat Truma? No, the answer is, V'yesh le'ubar behen chelek. V'ein le'ubar koach la'achil and Truma. Right, so the Ubar is one of his three brothers, and then the Ubar. So there's four people who split the Yerusha, and the Ubar has a status that he does not cause others to eat Truma. So now you have three quarters of them are straight up Kohanim, and then the Avdei Tzon Barzel should be able to eat Truma. But no, there's this one brother in there as part of the, and it's like when you have like a company owned by multiple, right? So he's not, even though he's going to be a Kohen, he doesn't have that ability to cause other people to eat Truma. So therefore, if he wasn't there, the Avdei Tzon Barzel would eat Truma. Because he is there, now it like messes it up. Fine. So imushin the gasav, there may be different reasons the Gemara is going to give. So Rashi gives the reasons now, but we're going to see in a second. Imushin the gasav are ubar b'mei zarazaru. If you want to say it's because the child, right, the fetus that's in the inside a non zara, just means a non kohen woman, is considered like a non kohen, right? Imushin, again, I don't think this means that when he's born, he's not considered a kohen. He's still considered a kohen. He's born because his father's a kohen, but it's just that when the father died, he was still not born yet, so then he still has the status of a czar. Imishim tekasava, the yelod ma'achil, she'ein yelod ein ma'achil. Or because of the reason, the Gemara's thinking in a second, that it's got to be someone who's born, who allows others to eat. If he's not born, you can't make other people eat. Should allow other people to eat. Shenemar, v'yelid beso, hein yochlu balachmo, karibe yachilo. Right? Only, it's not hein yochlu, but yachilo. That it's those who are yelid beisal, those who are born, a lot of people to eat. But the bottom line is, since he is not born yet, so he doesn't have the ability, for one of two reasons, and we'll see in Nafka Mina as we move along, he doesn't allow the others to eat truma. Fine, even though, right, that's the chiddush here, even though he has other brothers that are already Kohanim they're waiting to eat. Fine. Why is it? Rashi says, Sha'uber posel in bas kohen nises li Yisrael. V'nicha muber. I said, if she was a bas kohen, who's married to Yisrael, right? Exactly. And v'nicha muberes, and he dies, and she's still pregnant. V'ein la ben achen, she has no other child. Posel mila shulu beis avi, right? The uber's posel means passes her. Right? It makes her not, she doesn't go back now and eat her father's truma, right, as a bas kohen, right? Can you rest? She doesn't go back like she was, so the uber only has the ability, the fact that she's pregnant, cancels her ability to go back, but it doesn't, in a machel, in bas Yisrael, la kohenhi, right? If it's the opposite, right, she's a bas who's married to kohen, like our case in the Mishnah, umeis v'nicha muberes, ein bu uber koach l'achila, v'odin l'avadim, right? So if he's the only child, right? She has no other children, so she does, this uber does not allow her to eat Juma, because the uber only has the ability to mess her over, basically, not allow her to go back. It doesn't have the ability to get her to eat. Fine. So the Gemara, so continuing the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Amru lo, so they said, so that was Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So Amru lo, me'acha shehi adata lanu abasi sola kohen. So now that you gave us a testimony, right? You told us what the din is when it comes to a bas Yisrael to a kohen, af bas kohen le kohen. Umeis, same thing. If she's a bas kohen and she marries a kohen, and now he dies, v'nicha miuberes, and again he leaves her with pregnant. Lo yochlu avadeh b'truma. Still, her the avadim should not be allowed to eat truma. Why? Because of the chelik of the uber. I mean, it doesn't make a difference that she's a bas Yisrael married to a kohen. It makes no difference if she's a bas kohen. So what? She still can't, and he has other children, right? So she's not going to go back to her father's house.
Right.
And still, this uber still has the status of, we have to see, he's not Yildi Beiso, or he's a czar. Oh, so we're going to have to, well, actually, we're going to see. Because the Gemara is going to ask, what's the halach in this case? But if you assume the approach is that he's a czar, so she's not a czar.
Right.
He's not made zara, so that's not going to work. So we'll see. But basically they said, if that's true, we should assume, and this is the Gemara that will explain this, right, that then it should be true if she's a bas kohen also. So that might be actually one of the nafkaminas. So we'll see. Look at Rashi for 1 second. Af bas kohen l'kohen. Kevan de amris she'ein yelod. Right, since you said someone who's not born ain't a machil, heich, right? Meaning, if you assume that's just that he lacks the ability to allow them to eat, so manavshach, and it shouldn't make any difference if she's a bas kohen or not, but we'll see that maybe it does make a difference. That's at least what they responded to Rabbi Yossi. Fine. Okay. So it says the Gemara as follows. Ibarlu, when I asked the question. Time in the Rabbi Yossi Mishintika Savar Ubar Bimei Zara Zarhu. Oh, Dilma Yelod Machil Shein Yelod Einu Machil. Right? Is it because he holds that Uber Mei Zara is a Zara, like we're actually pointing this point out, right? Or is it because it has to be someone who's born who's able to be Machil? But if it's not Yelod, he can't be Machil. Even though, again, he's going to be born later. But Yelod at the time when his father dies. Fine. So it says, well, man, Afkamina. So the answer is exactly this case. The man of the Uber may be make kohenes, right? It's going to depend on if the wife herself was the mother herself is the abbas kohen, right? Because what's going to be different? Exactly the point that we just said. Like a Rashi, but make kohenes abbas kohen muberes mi kohen e amris mishum zarus leika vi mishum she'en yilod ika. Right? If just the issue of not being born, he's not born anyways. If it's the issue of b'mei zara, she's not a zara. She's a kohenes. So that's not going to be true. It's interesting, though, because you could have said, right? You could have said, I mean, you have to understand what this means, Mei Zara. Mm-hmm. But is she really, I guess she, you know, is she really a Zara? I guess the assumption is that she has, there's something more thing that even though she's a bas kohen,
right?
So she eats shuma from her father's house. And then she's goes to her husband, right? So we're assuming that she's not a Zara.
Right, but the baby is connected to the theory. It has nothing to do with her status. The baby only has the father's status, and because he's not born, he has no status.
That's according to the Yelod's point, right? But according to the Ubar b'mei kohen, Ubar b'mei zara zaru.
Right.
Right. We're saying she's b'mei kohenes.
Right.
I'm just saying that she's not really. I guess she is set. Meaning she is a kohenes, but I guess my point is that her status is never really determined by herself. Anyways,
right.
It always depends on whether she's
father
married.
Or husband.
Right. It's her father or husband. So this status, the kohenes widow,
mm-hmm.
right. So at that point, she does need truma unless she has a child. Who, meaning,
right.
like she, you know, I'm just saying that she.
If she has a child, she eats because of the child. If she doesn't have a child, she eats because of the father. So either way, she.
So you're saying manavshach, because she's a bas kohen. No, so what you're saying is right. Meaning she really is made kohen. She really is a kohenes
mm-hmm.
in the sense that she has it from all sides here. Right. I guess at this point,
right.
And that's why even if. If she has no children, so she's going to eat, right? And if she has a child, she's eating from the husband, or because of her children. But fine. I was just saying that in a certain, you know, strange scenario where it's, I guess that's exactly the question. When, let's say she has no other children, right? And it's only this child,
right.
And she's a bas kohen, so that could be a scenario where she could be left without not even being, but. Not being able to eat, but it's the assumption she is. So, fine. But the bottom line is, that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is if she's able, if she is a bas kohen, and you assume the svar is, that's uber mei zara zaru, and that's the reason why the nichtze, the avadei tzom barzal don't eat. So if she's a bas kohen, that's not going to be correct. Okay. So my wasn't, what's the psak? What do we do? So, says as follows. But so they're gonna, you know, my usually is followed by the answer, but we're gonna see continue machlokas. But so I'm a rabba. High new time of the Rabbi Yosi. What's this svar Rabbi Yosi? Dikasavar umru mezara zaru. So Rabbi says, I'll tell you why. What is Rabbi Yosi svara uber mezara zaru? In which case, according to Rabba, if she was a bas kohen married to a kohen, then the nechse the avdei tzom barzal would be allowed to eat. Fine. Right, because again, really the whole shaila, the real question is the avadim. The assumption she's going to eat anyways. Right.
Right.
So Rav Yosef Amar Yilod Machel She'en Lo'ini Machel. Yosef says, no, I'll tell you what this svar is. This svar is the opposite svar. Okay, great. So now we haven't solved our problem at all. But that's Rav Yosef wants to argue that his svar is Yilod. In which case, even a Bas Kohen, even a Kohenes, who in this scenario, the child still would not allow the avadim to eat. Fine. So maybe speak. The Gemara is going to attack. Amru lo Rabbi Yosi mi'achar she'adat alanu bas yisrael lekohen bas kohen lekohen mahu. Right. They. Right. The question that was asked. Right. That they said to Rabbi Yosi is, I don't get it. Who cares if she's a bas yisrael or bas kohen? What's the difference? Right. That was the question that the Mishnah itself that they asked him in the Mishnah. So Amar lahem, and he responded to them, and this we don't have our Mishnah, Zu shamati v'zu lo shamati. He said, look, the case of Bas Yisrael, that's the case that I heard. So that's the only case I can give you testimony on, because that was the case that I was told about. V'zu lo shamati, the case of Bas Kohen, I wasn't told about that case. That was his response? Oh, okay, fine. So yeah, Amar Bishlama uber b'mei zara zaru, hayin etika Amar lahem, Zu shamati v'zu lo shamati. And if the svara was, because uber b'mei zara zaru, right, so I get it. So that's what he says. Look, if the svar was uber mei zara zaru, right? So he'll say, look, the case was the case of a bas yisrael. So that case, the whole reason was because she's a bas yisrael. So that case, at least I can tell you what the psak was, right? But in case of a bas kohen, I can't say. I don't know. Right, but elei amos yelod machel she'ein lo ein machel. But if the case is, if the whole reason is just because the baby's not born, right? My zu shamati zu lo shamati. What's he going to say? Oh, well, that one I didn't hear about. You don't hear about. What's the difference? It just has to do, if when he learned the case, he knew the svara was because of the child's not born yet. Once the child, as long as the child's not born, it can't impact the ability for the avadim to eat. So then there should be no reason to say, well, that case I didn't hear, because it's exactly the same, right? So right? This is it's the same case, right? There's no distinction. So Elamai. So it seems. So it would seem from the conversation that was had, and his response, that it's obvious that the svara is ubar b'mei zara, right? And if that's the case, then it should be obvious that that's the svara. In which case, the case of a uber me kohenes, the child should be able, the avadim should be able to eat, right? Fine. Gemara says kasha. Good point, but not enough. It is what it is. Yeah, there you go. It isn't enough to not. But the point being, if it's just a kasha, then it doesn't knock out Rav Yosef,
right?
So we're still kind of left undecided in terms of the machlokas Rav Yosef and Rab. Fine. Even though, if you look, in fact, if you look at, right, it's by Rav Yosef that you have the little gimel there.
Mm-hmm.
So we turn to be passing like Rav Yosef, mm-hmm. right? That it's Yelo Mach. So the point being that the kasha, it's always like, okay, it's a good point, but I can give you some teretz. I can give you some. There's some answer that we could give. There's some teretz out there that's enough that this question doesn't bother us so much so that they actually pass the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But fine. Okay. So Amri Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Amri Yehuda Amar Shmuel Zu Divrei Rabbi Yosi Ava Chachamim Omrim Yesh Lo Banim Ochlim Mishum Banim. Ein lo banim ochlim mishum achim. Ein lo achim ochlim mishum mishpacha kula. So Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that Chachamim disagreed with Yosi. And they basically said like this, right? If the woman has children, so then the abdei tzom barzal eat because of the sons, right? There are sons there who are kohanim, and so they can eat truma. If he doesn't have any sons, so they eat because of the achim. Why the achim? Because the first yoresh after sons are the brothers, and the brothers are kohanim. He's a kohen, then his brothers are kohanim also, right? Ein lo achim ochem mishum mishpacha kula. If he doesn't have brothers, they can eat anyways. Why? Because he's got to have some relatives. So his father's brothers. You know, as you move up the chain, but everyone there, if it's a family of kohanim. So everyone's going to be a Kohen. So whoever they're eating because of the Yorshim, you're always going to have a Yorish there that's going to be a Kohen, in which case, there's no reason why the Abdei Tzom Barzel shouldn't be allowed to eat to be Truma. There's an important distinction here. Let's look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Ochlim. Yeah, Rashi, he says, Ha'avadim b'shvel banim. The ubar leis leizichia, right? So the assumption here, according to Shmuel, according to Yehuda Amar Shmuel, is that the ubar is a nothing, right? It plays no role. So since if the ubar plays no role, I just ask who's alive.
Mm-hmm.
I basically ask who's alive, and that's basically it. And the ubar doesn't play a role here. Fine. So answer says fine, good. So that's those who disagree with Yossi. And basically, holding this whole thing of the Uber like getting in the way and messing things up, etc. That's not something we're worried about. Okay, so the Gemara says, but zu velo svirale, right? Meaning when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says zu divrei Rabbi Yosi, aba chachamim omrim, the implication is like, yeah, that's Rabbi Yosi's opinion, right? That's how we would say it, right? That's really meaning, and I don't hold like that, right? That's Rabbi Yosi, but the chachamim say different, right? So zu velo svirale, but really, is that what you meant when you said zu meaning that's his opinion, but we don't hold like him? Ha'am le Shmuel Rav Chana Bagadata. Shmuel said to Rav Chana Bagadata, the different pshat in the Bagadata is a place, or you know, but he says to this person, Rav Chana Bagadata, pok aisi li be'asara de'ei melacha ban payu hamizake le'ubar kana. So Shmuel said to Rav Chana Bagadata, find me 10 people, and I'll say in front of them, basically, I'm willing to say, b'fnei am ve'id, I'll say in public, that hamazakal ubar kana, a person who is basically wants to allow their ubar to be zocha, to inherit from them, that it works. Right? And the whole svara here of the chachamim is that ein le'ubar zochia. The ubar has the zochos, the ubar doesn't do anything. So what's going on here? And it was Shmuel himself who said, I'll declare b'fnei am ve'ida that this is true. So you're telling me that Shmuel quotes Rabbi Yosi but doesn't zu velo svirle. Now that's Rabbi Yosi, but the chacham are different. Shmuel seems to paskin seems to hold like at least this element of Rabbi Yosi, which seems to be the entire issue at hand, right? Whether the uber has a zechus or not. So it's going to say, fine, no, ela zu v'svirle. No, Zu de Rabbi Yossi, and we pass like him. But the Chachamim, they hold different, but we don't hold like them. That's basically how you want to read it. Okay. So it says Gemara, Ma'aka Mashmalon. And what are you teaching me? The Pligi Rabbanon Alei Rabbi Yossi. Right. So you want to tell me that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi. And that meaning what then is his Chiddush? If he holds like Rabbi Yossi, so what are you quoting the Chachamim for? To tell me that the Chachamim disagree. Okay. Do they really disagree? So the Bach changed the language here. Not Masev, but Vahamar. Vahamar Rebbe Zakkai, but Rebbe Zakkai said, Zu Eidos, Hei Rebbe Yosim, Pnei Shmaya Avtayon, Vahodulo. But you want to tell me that the Chachamim disagree? We were told that Rebbe Zakkai said that this was this Shita Rebbe Yosi was something he said in the name of Shmaya Avtayon, right? One of the Zugim, Zugos, and Vahodulo, and they agreed with him. Right, so Vahodulo means everyone was masking. Everyone was masking. So what do you mean the Chachamim disagreed? Clearly they didn't disagree. He gave Eidos and everyone agreed with him. So Amar Vashi Mikatani Vikiblu Vahodulo. Doesn't say they accepted it as halacha and removed it to him. Mikatani Vikiblu Vahodulo Katani. Just says that they accepted it. Sorry, they removed that. They acknowledged it. Yeah, right. The Mistabra timing. Right, meaning that it's a good, it's a fair mahalach. Yeah, reasonable minds could disagree. Right, that's a fair point. It doesn't mean that they said that that's how we paskin, and therefore yes, it is true that Shmuel held like Rabbi Yossi, and at the same time quoted the Chachamim who disagreed with Rabbi Yossi, and that ends up being the bottom line. Fine. So Tana Rabbanan. So let's keep going. But based on this, do we have a maskana in the Gemara? Meaning we have that it sounds like Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara did not tell us. Again, we have from the in Mishpat that's how we pass them. That we pass them like Rabbas. That we pass them like
Rabbi Yossi, right?
Right, but it's which Svara within Rabbi Yossi, right? Meaning we said we held like Rav Yosef's approach in Rav Yossi, that's Yilud, right? Mm-hmm. In which case, it doesn't matter if she's a Bas Kohen or not. It doesn't make a difference. The Umbar doesn't have that Zechus, or the Umbar does have Zechus and messes up, and can mess up the rest of the group. And yes, it does. It sounds like from the Gemara that at least Shmuel passed like Rav Yossi and not like the Chachamim. In which case, it's again, do we know then that we pass in like Rabbi Yossi? Yeah, we do, because the Mishnah, the first word in the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael, mm-hmm. also has that base.
Right.
So we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, and we assume like the Svara that it's because of Yilod Machil, which has the Nafkamina for the Kohenes. Doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Bas Kohen or not Bas Kohen, and either way, that child is going to, the Abde Tzom Barzel will not eat because the Uber will mess it up. Fine. Okay. Tana Rabban. Hiniach Banim, if he leaves children, Elu ve'elu ochlim. So if this Kohen passes away, right, and he leaves children, leaves sons. So Elu ve'elu meaning both types of Avadim, of Abde Tzom Barzel or Avde Milug, they're both going to eat truma. Hiniach mi'uberes, if he leaves her presumably only as a mi'uberes with no other children, right? Yeah, Rashi says v'lo hiniach labanim. So then what happens? Eilu ve'elu ein ochlin. So then in that case, neither of them are able to eat. Look at Rashi. Rashi says eilu ve'elu avdei milug ve'avdei tzombarza ochlin. That's in the first case. The Avdei Milug Ochlin Bishvila, or the Avdei Milug really continue to be, belong to her. Shehi Ochelas Bishvil Baneha, right? Because she continues to eat because of her own children. But Avdei Tzom Barzel Ochlin Bishvil Banim, and the Avdei Tzom Barzel really belong to the husband, so they eat because of the Yorshim, basically because of the sons. But if she leaves her just Hiniyecha Miuberes for Love Hiniyecha Banim, Elav Elav Ein Ochlin, says Rashi. Shea Ubar Eino Machil, right? Because the child, the Ubar cannot allow the Eved to eat. Lo es ima, v'lo es avadim. Right, not her and not him. If she's left just pregnant, she has no son. He has. She has no sons, and no born child. So then she's not eating truma, in which case, both from the husband's side, there's no one to transfer to have the abadim truma, the abdi tzom barzel, and to abdi miluk, because she herself is left in limbo. She's not eating truma, so she's not going. So therefore, the abdi miluk can't eat truma either. Okay. Again, this presumably is taking the approach that we don't say rely on the yorshim of the father, mm-hmm. right, of the husband. So hiniach banim vihiniach mihuberes. So what if they have sons and she's also pregnant? So avdi milug ochlim kederach shehi ochel. Let's avdi milug keep eating, no problem, because again they're just eating because of her and she has children. But avdi tzom barzel lo yochlu. Right, and the won't eat, just like the Mishnah told us, because that's the approach of Rabbi Yossi, that the child gets in the way, the Uber gets in the way, that he's able to passel her, but he's not able to allow the avadim to eat. Fine. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Shum Aviv, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says in the name of his father. Habas ma'acheles habein eino ma'achel. That the daughter can allow others to eat, the son cannot. I think Rashi himself says here, right, that the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Mm-hmm. Like, what's pshat? We haven't seen this distinction yet, so we're going to have to understand later on in the Gemara what exactly that means. Rishim ben Yochai omer, zacharim yochlu kulan, nekevos lo yochlu, shema yimsa ubar zachar, Ve'in lebanos b'makom aben klum. Okay, so Rav Shimon Yochai says, what's the case? What's the halacha? That zecharim, that if they have sons, so then the avadim can all eat, right?
If
the children are all males, right?
Zecharim, they eat.
Then the avadim can eat.
If they're all daughters, then they
can't eat. Why? So why can't they eat? Because they're nervous. Again, the assumption here, I guess, is that the mother is also pregnant, mm-hmm. right? Maybe the ubar will be a zachar. If the ubar ends up being a boy, what's going to happen? Ve'in lebanos b'makom aben klum. Right. And then the daughters don't have any. They're gonna again as yorshim. Right? They don't have any. If there's a son there. Then the daughters are going to be excluded based on the son. So look at Rashi. Zacharim yochlu kulan nekevos lo yochlu. So Rashi says, im yesh zachar bebanim. So first of all, Rashi says, zachar bebanim. Sounds like as long as there is a son. Right? Ochlin havadim bishvilo. The avadim can eat because of him. Velo chashinan lechel kosh ubar. We don't care about the chelik of the ubar. The Shem and the Kevahi, because maybe the Uber is going to be a girl anyways. Ve'ein la chelik b'malkum ben, right? In which case, it's going to have no impact. Din tim salomar zachar, well, maybe he's going to be a boy. Shem atapil, maybe it's a boy, yeah, but maybe there'll be maybe he's going to have a miscarriage. Shekol ha-yolodos mechza zacharim u'mechta nekevos, ve'yeh shem apilos, meaning because it's 50-50 boy or girl, and there's a percentage that are going to be a nephil. So smuch miuta demapilos lemechza de nekevos. You connect that concern for the percentage that could be an afel connected to the half that's girls also. Havelu zacharim. So a healthy boy is now going to be a miut. Right? Lumiut alo chayshin. I'm not worried about that. Fine. So maybe let's stop here. Tomorrow we'll explain this case more.